hi there, Nigel. Well, hello. I think it's great news. I'm a Remainer, but I think now there's that vacancy there. I think you're the ideal person to hopefully you've already got your application ready. And I mean, when the ambassador for the US wasn't available, what Theresa May said that job wasn't available. Now she can't say the jobs are not available. And I think because of Brexit, I mean, all the parties have got to work together to get the Brexit right. And yeah, I mean, you know, will you take the position? Have you got your application there?
Well, Matthew, you are, I can tell, a true, genuine Democrat because you were a Remainer, but you accept the result and now think we need to get on with the job. In fact, you're almost an extreme Democrat if you think that I should become the next ambassador in Brussels. I haven't put in a formal application, but following this phone call, I think perhaps I will. I'd rather fancy the job. It'd be fun, wouldn't it? And after all, I do know them all. I've been annoying them for the last 17 years, so at least they know who I am. Matthew,
yeah,
I tell you...
you've got the experience, but, and I think, you know, you could then do your first free trade deal, what I think should be with Europe. I mean, that is, we're already in that market, and, you know, that is, I think, yes, you know, the first free trade deal, you know, once we are out, we've got to try
yeah.
to get...
I mean,
it's going to be difficult, but, you know, we've got to
It's very interesting, Matthew, because, you know, so much of a talk is, look, to get the right trade deal with Europe, we need people who are experts on the process inside the European Commission. And I actually take a very different view. I think to get the right deal, what we need are teams of ambassadors travelling around car manufacturing factories in Germany, vineyards in France, and I'll volunteer to do that little bit. And we need to get businesses in Europe that need the British market far more than we need them to put as much pressure on their leaders as possible. I saw the other day that the finance minister in Bavaria said that they were very worried about the implications of Brexit on the economy. Not the British economy, but the Bavarian economy, because they sell us so many cars. So I think we perhaps need a slightly different approach to this. But you're right, we do want, in an ideal world, we do want to have a sensible trade deal with our European neighbours. If we don't get it, well, no deal is better than where we currently are. Matthew, if they offer me the job, I'll follow your advice and I will definitely take it. And thank you for those kind words.